Hey, this is Cecil and Marsha Garrett. We are back to keeping it 100.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
So I was thinking that I had a thought the other day, and I was just thinking about our past. Like our past character.
Mm-hmm.
Our past character, just who we used to be in the past. And I was thinking, like, we all have a past. And I started to be thankful because I'm grateful that I don't have people in my life that bind me to my past.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't a monster. At least I don't think I was.
Right.
I don't think I was a monster. I wasn't out here just doing people dirty.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think about all the stuff that I had to learn. The immaturity.
Mm-hmm.
And just where I am today. And I believe that a lot of where I am today has to do with the people that are in my life today.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking about, okay, I have a past, but I'm grateful that I'm not being held bound to my past. There's people
mm-hmm.
in my life today that have loved me through my past. I thought about that because we celebrated one of my good friends this past weekend, Dina.
Right.
She turned 49. And one of the things that I really was grateful to her about, and she's not the only one, but since mm-hmm. we were celebrating her, I thought about it, was that she is the kind of person that doesn't look at a person's past and decides whether or not she's going to love them or allow them in her life or not.
That's a good trait to have.
She knows your past.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell her your past, I don't think you don't even really have to tell her your past, but she sees you for who you are today.
Okay.
Even if you aren't the best person, she still loves you in a way that helps you to become who God wants you to be.
Okay.
She tries to see you the way that God sees you.
Okay.
And I have a lot of people like that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just grateful about it. And I was just thinking, like, dang, what if people continued to hold me bound to the old me?
Okay.
Where would I be today?
Right.
You know, what kind of mother would I be? What kind of wife would I be? Would I have the knowledge that I have now? Would mm-hmm. I be doing the things that I'm doing now? I'm pretty pleased with my life right now. Would I be, though, if I didn't have the people, the strong people in my life that have loved me past my past?
You used to have a saying, loving yourself back to life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very profound to hear those things. And it kind of resonated something in my spirit, so I was like, loving yourself back to life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that you need to do it for yourself, but start thinking positive things of yourself. And that's grace
mm-hmm.
in the nutshell, that you're able to lift yourself up, but not only by yourself, but there's some people that surround you that can help you get back to where you need to be. And that's the strength that you need.
So when you talk about loving yourself back, there's, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
outside of God's goodness, it helps when you have strong people, when you have faith-filled people in
yeah.
your life to help you to begin thinking that way.
Yeah.
So when we talk about God's word.
Right.
And we think about keeping God's word in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
When you know God's word, you understand more about who He's created you to be.
Right.
You understand more about who you are in Him.
Mm-hmm.
And when you understand who you are, that in itself becomes easy for you to do what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, think about where you're going and just
yeah.
thinking about who you are.
Yeah.
But when you have that extra push and those extra people in your life that are rooting for you and cheering for you along the way, and I believe the Bible supports that,
mm-hmm.
That the angels root. You know,
mm-hmm.
they want to see us do well.
Yeah.
God wants us to see us do well. So it's our goal. And that's kind of pretty much what I'm going with and
mm-hmm.
where I'm trying to go. Grace
to be gracious mm-hmm. to people. It's our goal to be gracious to people. It's our goal to root them on,
mm-hmm.
not hold them bound to their past.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that we have done. There's a lot that has been done to us.
Mm-hmm.
But if we stay stuck, if we stay stuck and not remember God's word,
right,
then we don't get to experience the yeah. goodness and the grace of God. And, you know, the Bible says that God's grace is new every day. That's mm-hmm. another thought I was thinking. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that always gonna come to mind is the teaching from my mother. My mother was very wise in a lot of things that she said and did.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about grace, there was a lot of foolish things that I did in my life that she showed grace.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just it's the same mm-hmm. way with the Lord. Your fam, your mom, your dad, uncles, aunts, whoever it may be that's in your life,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's there on a regular basis, and they have proven themselves to be worthy to mm-hmm. advise you to do things the correct way,
mm-hmm.
not in your way, but do things the way it should be done.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom was always diligent about what she said and what mm-hmm. she want to teach us and be able to catapult us even closer to the Lord
mm-hmm.
and understand the way of the world,
mm-hmm.
and so to speak, to get you prepared.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of grace is unfathomable. It's just, it's a wonderful, it's awesome. It's the greatest thing on earth that your parents can give you, your mother, your father, uncle, whoever may be this permanently in your life that's showing some kind of grace in your life.
And that's because of the love.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good point that you brought out, how gracious our parents are.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many things that we should have got that butt whooping for.
Mm-hmm.
And so many things that we should not have received.
Yeah.
But because of the grace, they did it anyway. And they did it because they loved us. They did it yeah. because they wanted to see us go further. They wanted to see us do what we've been called to do.
Yeah.
And you talk about your mom. I know a lot of times you say that she was the best man mm-hmm. you could ever be raised by.
That's right.
But she saw something in you, so she wanted to make mm-hmm. sure that that was pulled out.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a blessing.
Yeah. You know, as, you know, as a young man coming up, it was a little bit intimidating and frightening at the same time,
mm-hmm.
you know, because when you don't have the confidence that you should have as a male,
mm-hmm.
you know, it gets to be hard. And then a lot of times your feelings get become dormant inside because you didn't get what you thought you should have gotten from
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
the men around you or even your mother.
That's can you imagine
mm-hmm.
what if your mom just like, if she just, you know,
threw her hands
called,
up.
Yeah, threw her hands up, called you a wimp every day, called mm-hmm. you a punk, said you weren't going to amount to nothing.
Man.
Just like because you kept messing up.
Mm-hmm.
You keep messing up, so you a wimp.
And there's that grace again.
You know, like what if she would have did that?
Right.
It would have broke you.
Yeah.
And then what kind of a man would you be today? Probably mm-hmm. definitely not the one you are today.
Amen.
You know, in your mind, you're thinking, mm-hmm. this is who I am.
Yeah. I thought she was being hard on me
mm-hmm.
When I was coming up. And I realized when I got older, she was right on point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the hardness that she was showing me was getting me prepared for the hardness that I had to face out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's people out here that ain't going to love you.
Mm-hmm.
Not like your mom will. And the mom always going to show you that grace. You might run across one or two people. I'm not saying the world is just heartless, because there's people out there that really want to see you do your best. And fortunate for me, it was a lot of men that I was able to glean from when I was coming up in my early 20s to become a better person, a better me. Even if I wasn't listening, I was listening.
Mm-hmm.
And they put something in me that helped me become a better me.
Mm-hmm. So when you think about grace, you think about a person, you think about a tender heart,
mm-hmm.
kindness. From God's perspective,
mm-hmm.
it's that undeserved favor. You can't earn it.
Mm-mm.
It's given to us and is new every day.
Mm.
So no matter how bad we messed up yesterday,
mm-hmm.
when we go to sleep and when we wake up, there's a new grace and a new mercy that's given us for that particular day. And because of that grace and that mercy,
mm-hmm.
it keeps me looking forward. It keeps me wanting to do better and keeps me wanting to do right.
Yeah.
So if we as people, as God's creation, have that same attitude and that same mentality towards our kids, like you mentioned your mom does, and towards the people that we encounter, because we're going to go to work and we're going to deal with some jerks.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Then that falls in the category of being representatives. And we want to be better representatives of our God, of course. And but you know, also want to be a better representative of what your family has put you out there, and make sure that you represent the family right mm-hmm. from the teaching that you got.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't turn your back on that because they didn't turn their back on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many things that we can call out that's negative and this, that, and the other didn't happen for me. You know, you can sit back and whine all you want to, but the bottom line is you're still here.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, God give new mercy every single day.
And we're created. I want to be like God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm created by him. And that's what I desire to be personally. That's my relationship.
Okay.
So I desire to be filled with grace for people.
Yeah.
So there's going to be people that we encounter every single day that are not going to be filled with kindness, that are not going to be filled with compassion, that are going to be probably some even looking to get under your skin and see you flip out, flip off.
That gives me a story.
If you're walking. Yeah.
That gave me a story to tell. There was one job I really loved working at this ammunition plant. And when I first started there, I was excited about the whole thing. I didn't know nothing about ammunition and how detailed it was. It was very, very dangerous job. But, you know, it was rewarding because I was learning something new. And to make a long story short, there was a lady there, for whatever reason, hated me. And she blatantly was trying to get me fired on the regular. And I'm like, I don't know why this lady is so bitter towards me. And I'm like, is she mental? But the grace of God shined through. I said something nice to her one day. I wish I could remember exactly what I said to her, but I know it had something to do. Did I do something to you? Did I cause you to not like me? You know, and I know that's part of what I said, but I wish I could remember everything else I said to her. And whatever, after that, I can see her demeanor changing. And from that day forth, in the 14 years I was there, she didn't bother me no more.
You never know what a person is dealing with or going through on a day. Maybe you reminded her of her late husband. Maybe you reminded her of an old boss that used to get on her nerve. Maybe we don't know what a person is dealing with on a daily basis. And I think that's just a big part of it all. We can't see into what a person's going through. We don't know what their home life is like. We don't know what their finances are like. People get on edge if they're not eating well, if their bodies are failing. We just don't know what's going on. We've dealt with a lot of stuff. And I'm not making excuses for our past actions or anything like that. But we dealt with a lot of stuff financially, and we dealt with our health, and we dealt with, we've been hotline, you know, we was hotline 4 times in 1 year. And that's a whole nother situation, but that's enough to weigh on an attitude. And that's enough to potentially take a person out of character. So having someone in your life, because your girl's attitude ain't always been the best, especially when you got all these things going on. So to have a person that's able to see past that, even like you did with the lady at your job, to look past what's on the outside. And say, okay, there's something else that's going on here. Did I do anything to you? Just kind of make them aware. Are you okay? I don't want it to, have I offended you in some kind of way? You know, and to just reach out in that way, how much more could we change a person? You could change that woman's life for the rest of her life.
I'm telling you, and this is the honest to God truth. She was actually starting to say praises praises, you know, about my work ethic.
Wow, see, you know,
and I'm like, and I never questioned her again. You know, I still till this day wonder what it was that triggered her to act the way she did. Because I didn't even know this woman from Adam. And but I like to see the changes that happen, and I never took credit for it. And, you know, actually, I never even talked about it until now. I'm like, this is just crazy. I mean, I mentioned it to you, but it's just amazing that those things happen. When you came, when I came with a calm spirit, it calmed her spirit. Because I seen her arguing with lots of people.
Right.
I never argued with her, but she was coming after me. So maybe she thought I was an easy target. Could have been, you know. But nevertheless, we got through it.
It's amazing how God's goodness just comes in and just shows us exactly what to do. But I lost my train of thought. I had a thought there, too. Can you imagine how many people would be spared from depression or maybe suicide? Maybe leaving their spouse, maybe losing their kids due to foster care because they just have checked out. Because they don't have that hope. They don't have that they see themselves as their past.
And
there's
now.
No one there to just say, I see you for who you are today. Even when you're struggling, even when you know you're not doing everything right. Just one person to come and say, even though you're not doing it right, I see you. I see where you're doing the best you can to do it right. You know, and how that will keep a person from spiraling out of control.
Because, you know, you can think about things too long. And I mean, that means you're starting to dwell on it. You're getting caught up in it again mentally. And but God has shown you grace to be able to get past that. He's giving you the strength to not even think about it, letting you know that you're a winner. You already won the situation over, so why even continue to think about it? Give yourself time to heal. Give yourself time to listen. Because somebody else may have gone through what you're going through. You know, and if somebody's coming to you, it could be because the Lord sent them to you.
What you mean?
Don't shut it down when someone's coming around to say something that's positive to you. And don't be bitter, because that's more grace been showing your way.
And that could just be, so if a person is coming around you and you're always shutting it down, that could be you being afraid that someone, because that was me. That could be you being afraid for people to see your past. So if I let somebody come in too close, they're going to find out who I am.
Now you read pages in my book.
You know, they're going to learn that I'm really not what I appear to be, you know. And that could be the reason for the pushaways and the standoffishness. But when you, again, when you begin to learn and know who you are and whose you are, those thoughts go away. So it's important that we know God's word. It's important that we know the truth. And the truth is, we're sinners. The truth is, we jack up every single day, quite a few times a day. But for me, my desire and my heart is to honor God, is to serve God. So when I mess up, because I'm going to do it. My heart is to love you. My heart is to serve people. My heart is to honor God in the best way that I can. And because that's my heart, and because there's people in my life that know that's my heart, I'm able to do that a little bit easier every single day, even when I fail.
Well, I think about another topic is people who have dealt with loss, and they feel like God didn't show them grace. And, you know, actually he did, because God's timing is God's timing. It's not, it's never ours. It's never our decision. We can want to hold on to something selfishly, but God's saying it's time for them to go. You know, if it's somebody that's been a negative or a positive in your life, if it's time for them to go, it's time for them to go. They have set their mark. And give grace to all of that that's been set in your path at that time.
What you mean? So,
Okay, say, for instance, you have a family member that you're really close with, and they end up passing away. And you become hard and bitter behind it. You know, and you don't want to do that because the enemy will try to use that against you and make you curse God or curse the situation and whatnot. But God has given the person grace because, you know, like for in our...
So you're saying that God gives us grace when we're angry and frustrated and hurt?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And we, you know, just try to... what happens is God's always used somebody to come around to say what needs to be said.
Okay.
Because sometimes we can't hear that listening ear of that real soft voice of the Spirit of the Lord saying, it's okay, you're going to make it. It was time for them to go or whatever. But don't try to hold on to it because, you know, we're trying to handle it the way we want to handle it. We're just going to be miserable. Sad.
So you're basically saying be open to God's grace. Be open to the comfort of his grace.
Yes.
Even when we're frustrated and angry.
Yeah.
You're saying, open yourself up. Don't push that away, especially when he sends someone else to even be that comfort for you.
Because sometimes we can't hear God's small voice. And he had to bring a louder voice.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. And we can push that. We can push it away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's important for us to think more of ourselves. It's important for us to give God more credit. Like we kind of put God in these boxes because we're so small minded and we don't really tend to allow God to be who he is in our life because of our perceptions and because of what we see and what we hear other people say and, you know, things of that nature.
Yeah.
I was also thinking about the times that, because we have 12 kids, six of them are adults. One is a teenager and five are under the age of 11.
Right.
And I think about our adult children and the amount of grace that they showed us in times that we didn't know how to parent.
Right.
We've learned a little bit this go around, but there was a lot that we had to learn and they could have easily held us down. I mean, we've had several conversations with them and they've had several conversations with us about things they didn't like and things they didn't appreciate. And that's good. But they didn't hold us bound to our mess ups. They expressed where they felt like they were wronged and where we failed them and allowed that grace to come in to help us to become better in this season. And I'm grateful for that.
Amen.
So there's just that room for just because you and I brought that up. I was going to say it when you mentioned about your mom and the grace that she had to show you. But sometimes kids have to do it for parents, too.
That's right.
And it was good. It's a good thing.
It's an awesome thing. An awesome thing to be able to do. Go back and apologize. Like I said, my mom's no longer here, but I was able to get closure with her. And it's awesome. And also, you know, with my sister, you know, holding grudges for no reason.
Yeah, siblings.
Well, I had my reasons, but they weren't valid reasons.
Okay, yeah.
You know, and I just want to know, make sure that they know if they're ever listening, that I love them and I appreciate them for all that they do and have shown me. Whether it been good or bad, there was always something positive that came out of it.
That's so funny. I know some of them stories you done told me.
You
deserve some of that stuff. Man,
well, you know, I was being the brother I was supposed to be at that time.
I'd have got you. If I was your sister, you'd have been beat down.
I'm going to share this with everybody. The one snake story that I'll never forget. I have an older sister, and she was one of those no-nonsense sisters. She didn't play. If she gave you that look, you better go on about your business. But I didn't go on about my business. I decided I wanted to scare her with a toy snake. I put that snake in her bed. And I was laughing so hard, she pulled that rose snake out of that bed.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had whips everywhere. I thought I was a runaway slave. Ah! Toby!
Stop it. I cannot with you.
I deserve every lick.
Yeah, you did. You did.
But
yeah,
it was still—it's still funny today.
You'd have got more than that if you was my brother.
Man, I don't know how she caught me before I got down those stairs.
Oh man,
I couldn't get out the door fast enough. I love my sister Christine. I wonder if she remembered that story.
Yeah, well, you had to send her a message, tell her to listen to this episode. So she get a smooth shout out.
Yeah.
But yeah, see, siblings. So yeah, siblings mm-hmm. showing grace to each other, because sometimes siblings can be rough and be hard.
Oh my goodness.
I won't talk about me and my all my brother's stories, but he was a booger himself. You know he was.
Yeah.
But and I was a booger to him. You mm-hmm. know, it goes both ways.
Yeah.
But the blessing in it today is that neither one of us hold each other bound to our past, and
right.
you and your siblings don't hold each other bound to your past. And look at the blessing and the benefits today. Look at the blessing of your relationship, and mm-hmm. I look at the blessing of me and my brother's relationship.
Yeah.
We celebrate each other.
Yeah, that's
we
good.
Love each other. The benefits of me and my mom's relationship. You know, we celebrate each other now.
Amen.
You know, there's
don't hold
just
nobody captive in their past.
We don't. My dad. And we were going to, he doesn't mind me saying this, but he had terrible drug addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And for a season, I just disassociated myself with him as my father.
Yeah.
And I could have continued to do that mm-hmm. because I was so angry with the spiral effects in my life that occurred from that. But I'm a new creature. In Christ, I'm a new creation.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm a new creation, I don't get to hold anybody bound to anything.
Amen.
His past is his past. My past is my past.
Right.
And because of God's grace
mm-hmm.
and because of the desire that we have to show that graciousness and kindness and compassion to each other,
mm-hmm.
you know what our relationship used to be.
Yeah.
And to see what it is today,
it's truly a blessing.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought that it would be where it is today? But mm-hmm. it was because we just said it about our own kids.
Yeah,
we had to allow that grace to come in even for our parents.
Mm-hmm.
We can't. Yeah, there were some mess ups, there were some things and decisions that he made
mm-hmm.
as a parent.
Yeah,
but that's not who he is today.
Amen.
And I'm grateful for our relationship today. Wouldn't change it. I wouldn't trade it.